Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody out there in the Natty Nation. It's Kaylin Patterson. Lend me your ear just for a little bit. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Now, we've had some special people on this show recently, and I'm after the natural PNP Natural North American, I'm just really happy that so many big names were able to gather under one roof and just have such a crowd, great enthused, involved show where it was just give and take with everybody, but it was just on another level, and it's hard to explain. And when you come after a show like that, you got to have a big name individual, and I do have a big name, and he's actually the giant killer. This is Tavion. I mean, this guy, at his age and the work that he's put in, it really shows that the work ethic and the work mindset and the power of positive influence hasn't been lost on the young. Nathan, could you just bring yourself on and introduce yourself?
Yeah, Davion Hill. I grew up in Missouri, of course. Both my parents are bodybuilders with me growing up, and that's how I got into it. I played football, I wrestled for a couple of years, but, you know, I dropped both of them for bodybuilding. Bodybuilding was what I truly wanted to get into, and it started off as, do I like this? Is this something that I would like to do? And it turned out that, I mean, I loved it. I fell in love with it, and I continued career years and years gone by, and I still kept that same drive that I found the first year that I got into it, and that's pretty much where I am now, 6 years down mm-hmm. the road.
So, I remember speaking with Daniel Strong on a past episode, and he said that he, even though he loves sports, it was the weights that got him prepared for the sports that really caught his attention and basically showed him his passion. It sounds like maybe you were on that kind of road.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, with working out, I mean, you can apply lifting weights and working out to almost any sport out there. So it's kind of a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if I didn't want to compete after a year or so, like, it wasn't the sport for me, I could still apply that weightlifting career to any other sport that I wanted to do, and knowing my parents would support me with whatever I did, it just so happened to be that bodybuilding was the sport for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of top-named athletes that started out real well, and for, you know, some reason or another, they kind of just disappeared for a little while or went somewhere else. You actually stepped it up. And I'm very interested. I'm sure the listeners are too, to find out if with the physique that you brought last year and the year before that was just, you know, on another level, especially at your age. When you came on this year, you had actually gained size, and was still keeping the lean. And I know, you know, like you said, you've got a lineage and family history around it. But something changed in the mindset where you said, you know, I'm going to do better. And I mean, you put your foot down, and you've just been having it to the floor ever since.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan, to be honest. I mean, that should be everyone's plan, to get better and better and better. And I mean, mm-hmm. each time you compete, your goal is to beat yourself. And that's pretty much what you have to do. I mean, you want to be able to walk out on stage and not even hit a post yet and beat yourself from whatever competition you did before that. I mean, after the Jordan Cup, I was pleased with the Jordan, but I wanted more. You know, I was hungry. And I took, I want to say, 2 weeks off the gym, 2 weeks off the diet, and I got right back to it. And whenever I say I hit it hard, I mean, I hit it hard. I mean, with the diet, with my food prep, with the working out, I mean, I haven't hit it any harder than I hit it during that prep slash off season than before. And that's how it should be. Each time you get ready and each time you're prepping yourself, you should want more and more and more. And it got to the point where, you know, whenever you see all your improvements, you start looking at weaknesses. And, of course, my size is a weakness because me being 19 slash just turning 20 a week and a half ago, I mean, of course, my size is going to be an issue. So, I mean, you look at all my videos on Facebook or Instagram, and you see that I'm training mad crazy. You know, you got to keep that drive. And enough can never be enough. People tend to fall down or plateau whenever they think they look good enough or whenever they think they're right where they want to be. And that's not true. You're not where you want to be. You want more. You just don't know you want more. And once you realize you want more, your mindset will change. And
yeah, that's true.
You will drive yourself to pain, to suffer, to anything. I mean, anything, well, nothing will get in your way once you get to that point. And that's pretty much where I was led to. And after that, you know, it was over. It was game over because once my mindset was there, I was locked in. And, you know, once you start to see gains, it's just you're hungry for more and more and more. So you keep pushing yourself and you keep pushing yourself. And then once you think that you can't get better, boom, you get better. Once that happens, I mean, you've just proven your point to others that anything is possible. I mean, for me to increase, for my package to increase even more, I mean, you look at me at KC and you're like, man, like this dude looks good. I mean, even me, I was just like, dude, I mean, I would sit there and I would stare at myself. I'll stare at pictures, and it's just dog dropping just because, you know, you prep for so long, and then you see the final package, and you're just like, man, like, this was me. And then the Jordan comes, and same thing happens. You know, I'm just like, man,
even better.
This is me. And then, you know, after a week or so, you're looking at pictures like, I mean, I can improve here a little bit more.
Yeah,
prove there a little bit more. So you, I mean, like I said, you drive yourself. And then I saw I put comparison pictures from Nationals, which was 2.5 weeks ago, and I mean, I saw the gains, you know, leading up to the show, but to see the picture fully painted, it was just crazy. I mean, to think that, I mean, I was 5 pounds heavier from the Jordan, and that was, I don't know, maybe 7 months, but that was 7 months of hardcore training and eating. I mean, my food prep was, I mean, 100%. I was given 2 cheat days a week because, of course, you don't want to lean out too fast, and
you want
good fats. You want good fats, you know, with your diet. So I was given 2 cheat days a week, but for 7 months straight, I was just, you know, I was hitting it really hard. And to see, I mean, all that just paid off and in a really big way.
In a really big way.
You know, so for me to see that, you know, just see it, like, in person, I mean, you guys saw pictures. Just imagine if you were there. I mean, it's two different eyes, you know. Just imagine if you were there. To see that, you know, in person, it was crazy. And even though I didn't take the overall at Nationals, I was happy with my package. But, I mean, like I said, a couple days later, I was just like, man, you know, I got to get better. You know, I got to get this, I got to get that. I need to get my stuff together. You know, I'm not a teenager anymore. You know, I got to go back and play with the big boys, you know. So now I'm back into it. And, I mean, I took about a week off my diet and a week off training. Kept the cardio just because, you know, after a show, that's when you tend to gain the most weight. You know, I've put on 15 pounds already. But, I mean, it's good. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, it's good. You don't want to stay that low prepping for a show. I mean, a single-digit body fat, just because that's when you tend to get flat and skinny and boom, 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 you start burning the little muscle that you gain. So I'm trying to stay full because I plan on doing another show later this fall. Not quite sure what I plan on doing. Me and my dad, we still have to talk about it. But other than that, that mindset is, I mean, it's still there. So I'm back in the gym. I'm training hard. And, you know, it's just I have to keep climbing that ladder to get better and better and better. And it sucks, but, you know, that ladder has to never end. You know, some people, they get a goal. They want a goal. So they strive for it. And once they reach that so-called goal, they either stop, they go backwards, or they plateau. That ladder never needs to stop. So once you get to that point to where that ladder just keeps going and going and going, I mean, reach nothing but greatness. I mean, you're going to be the best that you have ever been, and you will keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I wholly agree. And, you know, you speaking of, I want to get back to that KC show because that one was special to me because that was one of the first times I'd seen people that were so far ahead basically put out of the group so they could, you know, get everybody else. And that's quite the compliment at a show. And I'm sure, you know, for anybody, that's a great feeling. I'd love to hear how you, I remember it was you, Mackie, and I can't remember the other guy, but man, you guys, oh my goodness. Wow. What was that fella's name? Help me out.
Was it Tyrone Polk?
Yeah, I think that was who it was. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was another Team Hill member. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, wow. I mean, that's got to be a great feeling. And you gave everything you had before the show, and then you're rewarded with it when you get that. Because that's the judges saying, you know, why, you know, it's showing respect, and that just kind of blew me away that they would do that. I'm sure as a competitor, that had to be a nice little ring on the pocket to get that.
Yep, but the KSU, that was my very first pro show. I mean, most pros don't even place their very first pro show, and for me to place third, you know, in a really tough class. There were some big names in that class. You know, middleweight middle/lightweight, because at KC they split the classes up into only two as far as the Jordan, they do four. But it was a middle/light class, and we had the biggest class, and they had us out there for the longest, and for me to place third at my very first pro show was just jaw-dropping. It was crazy. You know, I was just getting my feet wet. And for me to do what I did, I mean, it just proves to you that anything is possible. And I will constantly say that. I mean, for me being the youngest natural pro bodybuilder to me placing third in my very first pro show, and then, you know, it's just anything's possible. I mean, you've seen my gains over time, and there's just no excuse. I mean, you really don't need gear to be successful in the sport of bodybuilding. And I've proven that, and I will continue to prove that
until my point's proven, which it already is, so I win-win.
Right. And, you know, I think that's funny because, you know, you're talking about 5 pounds of muscle in 7 months, which is attainable. And you had people that
exactly.
were saying, oh, you know, he's crossed over, you know, he's, and I'm thinking, dude, what?
If only they saw my food bill every week. I'm talking about a little bit over a couple hundred bucks a week just in food. I mean, it's crazy. I literally eat my money away. I mean, I'm at the grocery store every couple of days, you know, just because my refrigerator don't hold enough food for it to last the whole week. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I eat a ton, and I mean that's what you have to do. And just pay attention to my workout videos. You know, they're intense. I mean, they're super intense. If I was to see a video of someone else before I worked out, and my coach/dad said, "That's what you're doing today. That's the route that I'm going to take you." I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would look at him like he was crazy. You know, just because to see something beforehand, it would scare the mind, it would scare the body, just because all the pain and suffering. I mean, but for me to train the way I train, I mean, I don't believe in myself. Like I said, I sit there and I look after my training session, and I look at a couple of videos that were taken, and I'm just like, dude, like, did I just do this? Can I seriously,
mm-hmm.
you know, squat, you know, 6 plates 5 times? You know, it's just, you have to, the fear has to leave. I mean, of course, yes, you want to train smart. I mean, you don't want any injuries, but, I mean, once you get past that point and you learn how to train smart and dodge the injuries, I mean, you should be hitting it hard. You should be regretting every workout that you get yourself
right.
into, because you know you
already know it's going to be a war.
Game. Exactly.
It's
going to
be a battle. Yeah.
Exactly. You shouldn't. I mean, you see some people that just they train, but they don't train. I mean, you go in there, you go through the movements, and that's it. I mean, no, you should be in pain. I mean, serious
mm-hmm.
pain. And that's pretty much what I put myself through, just because me being young, yes, I can lift crazy heavy and my bones don't ache. I mean, yes, age is a big plus for my side, just because me being so young. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, your training should be really intense. I mean, I look at the gym as my number one home. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I go there for peace. I mean, have a hard day at work, you know, can't wait to go to the gym. You know, it's just, I look forward to the gym every single day, knowing that nothing has changed. I'm going to be doing the same thing I did last week. I'm doing the same muscle I hit last week. I mean, nothing special has changed. I mean, that's true love. I mean, for me
mm-hmm.
to just look forward to the same, knowing I'm doing the same thing, nothing special, the same thing, and each day I look forward to it. I mean, you have to have that love and that passion. I mean, or else you won't try.
You won't last.
110%.
Yeah, you don't last. I've seen, you know, I used to hear this a lot in sports, you know, long before I on the bodybuilding side, but they talk
mm-hmm.
about potential, you know, potential. Everybody's got potential. I said, but do they have the passion? Because without
that,
what good is the potential?
Exactly. I mean, you can have potential, but you not see it, and it just goes down the drain. Just because if you don't see something, you're not. If you don't see progress, or if you don't have that eye, you're not going to give it your all.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not even stick with it. Let's say, I mean, I'm a bodybuilder, or I play football, and I have potential, and I didn't see it. Well, guess what? I'm more likely to give up or go to a different sport just because
mm-hmm.
I don't see the potential that I have. But when you have potential and you see it, and you have other people that also have potential tell you that you have potential, that's, I mean, it doesn't get no better than that.
Yeah, that's unreal. And I'd like to bring that up because, you know, we had the Natty Legends on, and your name came up as far as one of the up-and-comers. And, I mean, you know, even with Liam, he was on a previous episode. He was talking about how, you know, you were just going to change the game. And I'm saying these things because I know your head's not swollen because you've already had your head in the right place. You know, you and I have talked many times. And you're not hearing it the way a diva or a divo, since we don't have a male version, I'll give it that. And instead of a diva, we'll call it a divo. You don't have that mindset. Yours is a constant grind of improvement. And I really think that, you know, that there's hope. You know, people get to see you and they get to be reminded of the hope that's there, that, you know, it's not wasted on the young. Because, you know, you hear that a lot. You know, youth is wasted mm-hmm. on the young. You've actually yeah. put it down, and you're going to continue to put it down. But to have people of that stature, you know, the Marshalls, the Martins, yeah. the Clevelands, the Liams, where they're looking at you and saying, you know, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it really means a lot. It really does. It keeps me going. It keeps me grinding just because for them to see that, for them to have that eye, like you said, with them being so successful and so well known in the sport of natural bodybuilding, and for you to hear that from them, I mean, it really keeps you going. It's just like fuel to keep you grinding because they know what they're talking about. You know, they're mm-hmm. not just the average Joe on the street to tell you, hey, you know, you look like you will be good at this, or, you know, you have a really bright future and don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, for them, for Philip Ricardo and for Liam and for Marshall and everybody else out there that's well-known, that's given me so many comments, really good comments, and kind words, and just kept me going. I mean, it really does mean a lot. It keeps me going just because my dad, you know, he's my coach. So, you know, mm-hmm. with family, they always show that love and compassion. To hear motivational quotes and just anything good to the heart, to hear that from them and not just my dad, not just my family, my you know, not just from my blood, you know, it really means a lot. I mean, and it makes it stay, you know, if you were to hear from someone that didn't really know what they're talking about or not that well known, it would probably go in one ear, you know, and come out the other. But with these guys, it really stays with me just because they're top
who they are
in the world.
Yeah,
you know, they've proven their point already
again
that,
and again,
you know, with,
and again
and again
and
again
and again.
And again.
Yeah,
you know, and for them to take the time and talk to me and tell me, "Yo, you have a bright future. Keep it up. You know, keep going. You look sick. You know, you look crazy. I can't believe this. You know, you look unreal." For them to say that to me, I mean, it really makes it stay and it keeps me going.
Honestly, you know, I would be just above and beyond because, you know, the history and the legacy they've put down, you know, the pioneers of what we're now doing is what just always blows me away with their spirit and what they carry. It's like, you know, I don't feel any pressure. If I could just match half of what they've done, I would be so impressed. And these guys have been doing it, like I said, year after year, show after show. And, you know, they, like you said, this is not lightweight. These guys are heavyweights in with the history that they bring and all the physiques they've seen and everybody they've touched with and everybody they've learned from and all the people they've interacted with, you know, in and out of the industry. And then they can see somebody like you and say, you know, wow, that's something special. I said, my goodness, you know, to even hear that, I was just proud. I know me and JB were just talking about that, how we were just so proud to even be on the show. And then, you know, I said, as a competitor, for them to be addressing you as an individual, as a competitor, as somebody they see, you know, bringing the torch even further than what they've done, that's got to be kind of mind-blowing, man.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it really is, especially at my age. I mean, for me to see that, to see where I am now, see what I've done at 18, 19, and me just turning 20, to see what I'm going to do in a couple years, like maybe in a couple years. I mean, with me not having my maturity weight yet, I mean, it just, it's kind of scary in a way, just because you see what, I mean, I'm not talking on myself, talking good on myself, talking me up, but I mean, I'm just being real to see where I am at the age of 19 and 20. I mean, it kind of makes you think whenever they say, man, just imagine where you're going to be in a couple of years. I mean, I've tried thinking where I'm going to be in a couple of years. I tried it last year. I tried the year before. I wonder where I'm going to be in a couple of years. And to see where I am right now, it's just like, okay, now that's crazy. I mean, that's insane. Whenever you get a picture from me 2 years ago and put it next to a picture from me a couple of weeks ago, I mean, that's just two different people. Change the head, and it's two different people. And then I just, each year, I keep getting better and better. I mean, I couldn't even point my finger of where I'm going to be in a couple more years. I just couldn't do it because your mindset changes, your grind changes.
Yeah.
You have the will to do better and be better. And, I mean, it's just, you just can't do it. You really can't. You just have to keep grinding and wait a couple more years and see where you're at, just because if your mindset gets better, your body gets better. I mean, when your grind gets better, everything gets better. I mean, it's a huge chain if you think about it. You have to eat right. You know, when you eat right, your strength increases. When your strength increases, I mean, your muscle bellies grow. I mean, it's a huge chain. And you can't do one without the other. You can't. Some people think they can just eat whatever the heck they want, get big, and just lift heavy. But I mean, you just can't. You can't. If you're gonna do it, and you're gonna put your body through that torture, I mean, at least do it right. I mean, you don't want to halfway do it, because number one, it's not cheap. Nothing about this sport is cheap. And number two, I mean, if you're going to do it, you want to do it right. You don't want to do it so many times wrong and then come across someone that knows what they're halfway talking about, and then you see improvements. And then, I mean, I got really lucky, just because both my parents were bodybuilders with me growing up, so I didn't have to go through the average natural/bodybuilder that had to do it so many times wrong just to get it right. I kind of started
bad
off
coaching,
on the right foot.
Bad information, you know,
and
science.
Exactly,
yeah.
So why I've achieved so much at a young age, and plus my discipline is crazy. I mean, I'll tell you that. My discipline is insane. Sometimes I think
that shows.
I mean, how could I do it? I mean, how did I do this? I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, anybody would tell you that they dieted for, I mean, my last show, I want to say I dieted for 28 to 30 weeks. I mean, and it shows, but 28 to 30 weeks is dieting. I mean, yeah, some people die a little bit longer than that, but everyone's diet is different, you know, so you can't really just point your finger and say, you know, I've dieted 35 to I've doubled that. I mean, everyone's diet is different. So you really don't know what I'm going through unless you're in my shoes. But the discipline, I mean, when no one's looking, are you doing the right thing? You know, are you
driving
on your water supposed to be? Because your coach isn't going to be there 24/7 to make sure you're doing everything you're supposed to do. He's not going to be right behind you. I mean, that separates the men from the boys and the girls and the women. I mean, you have to want to get better. You have to want to do the right thing. I mean, you have to want it. He can't want it for you. he can want it for you, but you have to want it too. Or else, I mean, it's just, going to be a waste of time.
And I, oh my goodness, I'm so glad you touched on that. You know, aside from the fact of, you know, you having the people backing you, but when you do have the, I mean, because just like there's people that have people in the wrong place with the wrong information, there's people that have great coaches, but they're just not good competitors. And, you know, it's always somebody else's fault. And this is the reason I didn't win. And, you know, it's always putting the shoe on somebody else. And I'm like, well, sooner or later, you got to walk. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's frustrating because I said, it's always the person looking out that never looks in. And I said, that's usually where the problem is. And we get so blinded sometimes looking for somebody to blame that we never look at ourselves as the problem.
Exactly. I mean, you have to be, you have to take responsibility for your actions, especially in this sport, just because, I mean, you have to do all the work. Okay, so my coach slash dad, my coach cannot drink 3 gallons or 4 gallons of water for me.
He
can't do it. He can't eat all my meals for me. He can't go to the gym, work out for me. He can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do an hour of cardio for me. I have to do all that myself. So you're the first one to blame. You are. Even if it was the decision of picking the wrong coach. You're the first one to blame. It's your fault. Everything's your fault. That's pretty much how it is. Because if you don't see results, okay, maybe you should ask questions or find a different coach or just find a way around the problem. I mean, come on. You didn't get to the show and decide after prejudging, okay, I wasn't ready. No, you knew a couple of weeks ago you weren't ready. You knew you weren't going to be ready. I mean, you can't do that. You can't. The day of the show is not the day you find all your problems that were wrong with your body. You saw them down the road. So you have to go away around it, and you have to at least try to change it. I mean, you have to turn your weak points. You know what your weak points are. You did not find out the day of the show.
That's right.
You did not find out the day of the show you weren't leaner or you carb loaded way too much. Or you could probably carb load way too much the day of the show. But you did not find out that you weren't lean enough. I mean, it all starts with you. You know your body better than anybody else in this world knows your body. So,
or you should.
Like I said, it's all your fault from day one. It was your fault because, I mean, like I say, you know your body better than anybody else.
Or you should.
Because there's plenty of people that blind. And if you don't, bodybuilding is going to be a really hard sport for you.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm glad that you have the background and, that in that region, I mean, that's, like, as much as we appreciate natural bodybuilding up here, I didn't really understand how big it was till I went down there. And in the Midwest, it is just insane. With how you, I mean, like, I remember when I went to Texas, I said, everybody understands college football, but I said, until you've been to Florida, the Mississippi, or to Texas, you don't understand college football because it's almost like a religion. And I feel it's almost like that similar when I go down to either St. Louis, Kansas City, or the Liberty shows where it's just so big. I've never seen people pack the auditorium and the seating and the venue and the outside and the supplement places, and it's still no room. I mean, you got lines to the men's restroom. And I said, you know, this is what it's all about. And, you know, I really feel for the people that don't get the chance to see that. You know, I said, because the only other place I've seen it was in a non-natural arena, and that was at the Arnold. It was to that kind of crowd where you got people just shuffling in and out, and they're not there Like, it doesn't, like, you know, now it's filtering up this way, but down there, you know, it's something different. So when you're talking about the passion that you have, you were honestly birthed into it, not just with your parents, but with everybody they interacted with, where it's just a drive and a mindset that's on another level of what we might be used to. So, you know, when you're speaking, I hope people don't think that your parents drove you to this. This is something
exactly.
that you said, you know, I can do this, and I can actually be successful in it.
Exactly. And to say that, because it's been said a couple times down the road, me with my success, that my parents do everything for me. And I just laugh
mm-hmm.
because, okay, me being younger, yeah, okay, they might pay for the food, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
that's understandable. But, I mean, as I grow up into a young man, you know, I have to take care of myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a coach plans your workouts, plans your food prep. But, no, he's not cooking my every single meal and
mm-hmm.
just and giving it to me. He has better things to do. You know, he has a life himself.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to say that they do everything for me, I mean, it's not true. I mean, I have to... Like I said, I'm 20 years old. I mean, you'd be crazy to you. An adult would be crazy to just take care of his 20-year-old son like a newborn baby. You know, this guy has to, you know, learn to be a man. And I've learned my ways. And also, for them to think that my dad/mom makes me do it. I mean, no one. When I say no one, I mean no one. To make someone else be a bodybuilder, no one.
That's right.
I definitely wouldn't look as good as I do if they did make me, because I'd probably be at McDonald's every day or eating
That's
pizza,
right.
you know, behind their
or,
backs.
Or you find
you know,
a way to fight back.
Exactly. I mean, no one can make me get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do an hour of cardio by myself. You know, no one. So for them to think that, I mean, you should really, you know, stand back and listen to yourself, because, I mean, no one can make you do anything. And everybody should know that. I mean, they're not putting a gun in my head saying, do this, do that, do this. I mean, no, that's nonsense. I mean, you have to want to do it in order to be good at it. And anybody
that's right.
knows that. Everyone should know that. You have to want to be better to get better.
But see, I think that goes back to the concept of where the people that didn't give their all and they need to blame others. And so
exactly.
they have to take away what you've done in order to
mm-hmm.
put value back in yourself.
To make them feel a little bit better, just because they know they
yes.
didn't give 100%. I mean, don't take the trophy from the first place guy because you didn't work your butt off. I mean, let him be peaceful. Let him keep doing what he's doing, and you need to work on your stuff. You need to work on your dirty laundry, just because you didn't. I mean, at the end of the day, did you give it your all? Question you need to
mm-hmm.
ask.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm not talking about some people. They wait till they're 4 weeks out, 5 weeks out. Yeah, they dieted for 12 weeks, but they wait till 4 weeks to get really serious. So they wait
mm-hmm.
till the show is close to really step up their game. You know what? No, you need to have that same drive from
mm-hmm.
the very beginning. I mean, like I said, whenever I was prepping for nationals,
mm-hmm.
7.5 months, that drive never left. I kept it. I mean, when I say it never left, it never, I was wondering at the end of the day, man, I mean, how am I keeping this trial? Like, this is crazy. Like, every day was a new day. Like, it was just, you have to keep it. And
mm-hmm.
then whenever I was a couple weeks out, you know, I still had that drive. I mean, you have to start off with that drive. You really do. You can't, because if you wait, it'll be too late.
Yes,
you're going to wake up one day. You're going to wake up one day, and you're going to be 4 weeks out. And you're going to be like, man, like, oh, my God, I'm 4 weeks out. Like, you know,
what do I do
I'm
now?
Not ready. You're right. Exactly. Like, what? So then
what
you start crashing. You start crashing. You start crashing. You're dropping your carbs. You're depleting too early. I mean, so you, and it just screws up your body. I mean, you seriously, you have to start off on the right foot. If you really want it, you have to.
I think it's funny because to hear your words, it sounds like I'm talking to a Marshall or a Martin Daniels, where it's just so much intelligence in the game about where your body needs to be. That's the mind of a champion. So, you know, a great job on that mindset. And like I said, you do think above your age and years, and that wisdom is not missed. But, you know, it's funny because, like, I wasn't completely helping coach a person, but I was assisting in it. And she had basically cut those corners, you know, and was sneaking that extra donut or that Quiznos or Subway. I was telling everybody, was trying to be nice because, you know, she had a nice opportunity laid in front of her. But she felt the pressure, and I'm thinking there shouldn't be any pressure. The only pressure you should be feeling is that weight pushed down when you're trying to push it up. But she had, you know, made it a lot bigger than it was, and, you know, got drama filled, and things started, you know, getting a little bit heavy. And before you know it, like you said, it's 4 weeks out, and I'm looking, and I'm saying, you know, I don't know what you're telling them, but I'm seeing an extra donut or a Snickers bar on that waistline. You know, what's going on? Oh, you know, no, I'm not doing that, and this, that, whatever. I said, well, you can say whatever you want. I said, the proof's in the pudding. You know, and like you said, if you got a coach that's worth anything, they're going to be seeing the things that you don't or don't want to talk about. But they'll see
and
it anyway.
Every coach, every coach, whenever I say this, I mean, and everyone knows it's true, every coach hates a liar. Period.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you just can't. You have to have that bond, that trusting bond in several situations to where if I say, hey, do this, do that, do this, you know, just like that for 4 weeks, I mean, that's what you need to do, or at least give 110% towards what that coach told you to do. And whenever you tell your coach, okay, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, I've been doing this, I haven't been doing this, I mean, you want to be better, if you really want to be better, and stop wasting your money, because everyone knows coaches are not cheap. I mean, you're wasting your money if you're just going to take this information that will make you successful and just flush it down the toilet. I mean, like KJ said, Kevin Jordan, he's an IFBB bodybuilder. He grew up in Missouri. He's in Illinois now. Like he said, the victory will not always be there. The food will, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's true. I mean, people, they find themselves crashing, and they find themselves, you know, cheating here and there. And, I mean, come on now. The food, it's going to be there. It's going to be there in 5 weeks. It's going to be there in 4 weeks. It's going to still be there. But will that first place victory be there? Will that, would you placing be there? I mean, what if it's a qualifying show and you have to qualify and you're trying to qualify for the Yorton or you're trying to qualify for the Natural Olympia? I mean, that's not going to still be there.
That's right.
It's not. I mean, what's more important? I mean, yes. Yeah, we food is good. Food is really good. And trust me when I tell you that. I mean, it's crazy good. I mean, I love it.
Right?
I love it. I, that's all I can say is I love it. But you have to find out, it comes to the point where you have to find out what's more important. I mean, this donut that has mad sugar in it and it's going to be gone in, I don't know, probably 30 seconds. Exactly.
Not even a good set.
Exactly. You won't even remember it in 5 minutes. You won't. You won't even remember it. But that victory, I mean, that first trophy or that collection of trophies or, I mean, that pro card. I mean, that pro win, that cash prize. Come on, you're giving away a cash prize for a 35-cent donut? No,
right?
I mean, it sounds crazy, but us Islanders have that trouble. I mean, we're not knocking any NPC competitors, but we're not NPC guys that can just eat, you know, almost whatever they want during prep.
Well,
I mean, their diet's a little bit different just
and
because
recovery.
They're not. Exactly. I mean, they're 9 weeks out, you know, you eat a couple muffins or, I mean, eating, you know, donuts or toaster shooters or Pop-Tarts. I mean, we're a little bit different, you know. Well, not a little bit. We're a lot different than them.
Yes.
So you can't really apply the same dynamics and the same information to your body.
The principles
just because
are the same.
Everybody is different. Everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really do the same. Even if I was to give you whatever I take, you wouldn't look like
it. It wouldn't even up. It would not match
you
up.
You wouldn't
yes.
look like me just because everybody is different. I mean, my body is immune to what I've been doing for years and years. And even every now and then, I have to change things up to get a different look. Now, you, it might take a little while to find out what works for your body, but I guarantee you it's not going to be ho-hos and ding-dongs. I know
that's
for
right.
sure. And, I mean, to be the best, you have to treat yourself like you're the best first. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because think about being the best. And, you know, the best, it's going to be hard. It's not going to come easy. And you really have to do everything right. You have to at least try to do it right. I mean, it doesn't get no better than trying. First try. I mean, if you're not trying, then you're not going to make it. I mean, you can't get past stage one. First, you have to try. And once you get past that, once you get past trying and you know what hard work feels like, I mean, that's whenever you can climb that ladder. That's when you can take things to the next level. I mean, you know that it's not going to be easy, and you're willing to, I mean, you're willing.
It's so true, and, you know, like, it's, you'll hear all these people speaking well. But I said, you know, and my dad had said this a while ago, and it's been so true then. And he said, when you're in that dark room, when nobody else is around, when everything's basically just you and a wall, are you still going to give your all?
Exactly.
And that really caught me. Because that's the truth. That's when you find out who you are.
It is. Because no one's watching you. No one's making sure that you're doing everything right. No one's making sure that, you know, you're getting up and you're on your grind and you're prepping your meals and no one's there. How would they know what you're doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're doing it wrong, of course, if you have someone there watching you, you're going to try a little bit harder. You're going to try to make
exactly
that point. You know, you're the average Joe in the gym. When you're the average Joe in the gym and you're all about lifting heavy weight and, you know, you see people looking at you, you're going to show off a little bit, right? But what happens if the gym's completely empty? Completely empty. You're the only one there. Are you still going to stay on your grind? You're still going to hustle? You're still going to push that weight like it's nothing? Or you're gonna drag your feet. You're gonna drag your feet, and you're gonna half slack your workout because no one's there. There's no motivation there. When the motivation's not there, you have to be the motivation. I mean,
that's right.
To be honest, I'm my own motivation. Each day, you know, you gotta get better. There's not very many teens that look like me. Well, not being a teen anymore, but my last show, I was a teen. So yeah. There's not many teens that look like me or look how I did. So
who do you compare yourself to?
I have to. So I look up to myself. I'm going to be honest. I look up
That's
to myself
right.
to get better and better and better. And when you look up to yourself, you're your own motivation. So
That's
you're
right.
trying to get better than what you were before. I mean, you have to keep it. You have to keep your grind. You have to keep pushing, even if there's no one there. I mean, I do cardio 4 o'clock in the morning. and gym's completely empty. And I mean, I'm tired. You know, you're tired. You gotta keep going. You gotta talk to yourself sometimes. You gotta talk to yourself, say, you know, you can do this. Come on, keep going, keep grinding. You got to. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Going, you gotta keep going. I physically talk to myself just because, I mean, you have to. And every day, my coach isn't at the gym to keep me going, to keep pushing me. So I have to keep pushing myself. It's pretty much his voice talking through my mouth. I mean, you have to keep pushing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you want to get better, I mean, you're gonna have to sweat. You're gonna have to maybe cry a little bit. I mean, it's gonna hurt, but pain is pleasure. I mean, when you physically feel that burning pain, that burning sensation, I mean, you know you're there. You know you're growing. You know that everything's working. I mean, that's where you want to be.
And that's when you start. I said that's when the workout starts. I've said that 100 times.
Exactly.
This is when the workout starts.
Exactly. Now you start counting. I remember a couple of days ago I was working out, and the burn came a little bit sooner than I thought it would, and I just saw a big grin. You just saw a big grin on my face. I look up in the mirror and I'm smiling like, "Now this is what I'm working for." You know, this is what you want. You don't want to go in the gym with no sweat on and leave no sweat on. I love the guys that go in the gym with a gallon full, and they leave with a gallon full. I'm like, dude, like, what's the point of carrying around a gallon if you're gonna leave with it full? I mean, the seal is still on the freaking gallon. I mean, come on, if you're gonna do it right, I mean, do it right. I mean, but everybody's different.
Yeah, but see, that's the show. That's the show and no go. And I said, you know, you impress everybody in the gym, but you still got to get on stage. And I'm thinking, well, what good is all that if you can't ever? I mean.
Display your hard work.
I can't see anybody. Yeah, it's like you're in constant prep mode, but there's no prep for a show. I mean, like, it's 3 years later, and you're still saying, you know, I'm 2 weeks out. I'm 4 weeks out.
Exactly.
I'm not in prep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, everyone looks good with clothes on, put it that way.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean.
So, you know, you've got a great background, and you're actually in an area that's surrounded by some top quality athletes. You know, the Twins, Terry McBee, Law, you know, one of the best coaches in the area, Rex, your dad, your mom,
I know
Terry
Charmaine here.
Yeah, I mean, just you. There's a laundry list of exceptional people that you can pick. I mean, just walk over and talk to. At any given time, you know, that's got to be a great feeling in itself. But there's been people that have just been in your corner that, you know, that just want you to be better no matter what. And I'm not talking about the BS. I'm not talking about the people that are just basically in your ear, train riding, you know, bungee jumping on your back, you know, trying to get some of that little limelight you got. I'm talking about the people that are just there down deep. You know, yeah, just give them a shout out right quick. And let them know,
I want to give a shout-out to Guy first, of course. I mean, I couldn't do it without him. I mean, he keeps me grinding every day. He keeps me up, you know. Couldn't do it without him. And, of course, my dad, my parents, my sister. My sister, number one, I mean, she's changed in a way. I mean, I remember my last show for Nationals. You know, I'm dieting. Normally, I'm somewhat the only one dieting. My mom does every now and then, but I'm dieting. And, you know, I crack a joke, and I'm like, yo, you know, I mean, you should prep with me, you know? And she's, I mean, there's like, what, 7-6 weeks left. And she's like, and then we make a deal. So she ends up prepping with me for the whole 7 weeks. I mean, her first time, I mean, prepping is, I mean, 7 weeks is crucial. And I was giving her my diet plan, maybe a little bit less compared to her body weight and what and whatever else, but she did it. And after that show, we did the exact same thing. We got off a week and then we got back into it. and she started back up. So now she has the passion to eat healthy and work out with me, and she's been pushing me in the gym. And I mean, couldn't do it with, I'm pretty sure I could do it with her because I did 6 years. I've gone 6 years without doing it with her, but she makes it a hell of a lot easier. I mean, to have her there pushing me when my parents can't make it. And I mean, she even does cardio with me an hour. I mean, she really keeps me going. So she makes it a hell of a lot easier on me. I want to thank Rex for all the kind words and Becky. I mean, they really make it a lot easier when you have someone telling you, keep going, champ. I mean, you can do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, keep going, champ. I had a tiger, and he's sending you motivational pictures and quotes. I mean, it really makes it a lot easier than just going the whole day without a text message, and it's been a rough day on you, and, you know, you still got to work out and do cardio and prep meals. I mean, to have someone tell you, keep going, keep pushing when you're having a bad mm-hmm. day, you know, it really makes things a lot easier, and it shows the love and the respect that they have, that person has for you. So shout out to them. Shout out to all my friends, you know, that just all my Facebook friends, Instagram. I mean, those likes, you know, I feel them. I personally feel them because, I mean, it's like you guys see my hard work and the comments that I get, and I mean, just everywhere. I mean, my phone nearly blows up like every 2 minutes. Not even. I mean, I talk about every day, and it's just mm-hmm. love. And this year, I've received more positive messages than negative messages. I mean, when I mean negative messages, I mean, you know, people talking nonsense, trying to sell me stuff, and people just, you know, you're not Natty, so why do you claim it? And it's just negative talk. This year, I've received more positive talk than negative talk. And, I mean, that just, it just shows that, I mean, my fan club is growing, and it's growing, and it's growing. And like I said, you guys keep me going. I mean, just imagine if I didn't have anybody. And, you know, it's just like, who's Davion? Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that is. But, you know, so when we hear my name, they're just like, Davion? I know Davion. Blah, 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 blah.
That's
he's one of the best, you know. And it's just, I mean, I feel like I'm growing, like, not physically, but mentally. And I mean,
you are growing.
It's good to know that you're growing, not just physically as I am right now, but mentally. And it just, like I said, it keeps me going. Like, I definitely couldn't do it without you guys.
Well, honestly, I noticed about the Natty Nation is we do feed off each other, but it's not like cannibalism. It's more like a shared sacrifice and dedication. And when people understand the grind, you know, it's not that. That's the one thing, and I say this, and I'm sure people get sick of me saying it. Is that that's the one thing that drew me so much to natural bodybuilding, is that the shared love and understanding. There was no animosity coming out of the people that were real grinders. I mean, you got people that make a mistake and step into something they didn't know what they were getting into. And but they fall by the wayside. They're not the ones that stick around. They're not the ones that keep pushing. They're not the ones that want to keep making you better and getting you better. These are the people that are basically just constantly there all the time helping you, and you help them. And it's like back and forth and back and forth until, you know, everybody's improved. And that's when you know you're on some on the
Exactly. I mean, and that's what you want. I mean, you don't want it to be just all about you. It has to be about everyone else too. I mean, it really does. You have to give some to receive some. I mean, it takes some to make some. You know, advance but keeps you. It really does. It keeps you just because if you didn't have any, I mean, would you keep going? I mean, with the motivations to stay? I mean, you have to accept it. You have to accept it can't just be about you. Sometimes you have to respond back to that person that messaged you on Facebook for the 100th time in a row, and all they keep saying is, you're my idol, you're my idol. I got a question, you're my idol. You look good. Sometimes you have to respond back to that annoying Facebook messenger just to say, hey, keep grinding and, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, anything's possible. Sometimes you have to take the time out to do that because, I mean, that's how you keep them. I mean, they're showing you love. You have to just show a little bit back. I mean, it just can't be all about you sometimes. You just mm-hmm. really can't.
And honestly, when you really understand the grind, it never is always about you. It's always
exactly.
Yeah. It's just insane, and I'm just loving it, man. You're in a good place mentally, and your grind is showing, man. And I used to get frustrated when people used to tell me I was on gear. I said, but now I take it as a compliment because that means I'm doing something that you don't understand.
Exactly.
And it tickled me that, you know, 5 pound difference for in 7 months and people were blasting you. I mean, I had to go on there on a couple of them and just break down the ignorance in the statements they
exactly.
were making.
Anything's possible. And yeah, I'm going to bounce back to a natural show. I mean, and that's going to prove everyone wrong. I mean, take my urine sample off season. Take it on in season. You can take it whenever the heck you want. You know, I can care less. Take my hair, take my blood. You know, I'm all natty. I mean, there's no reason for me to embarrass myself and lie to everyone about me being natty if I'm not natty. I mean, if I wasn't natty, okay, I can cross over to NPC and do just as good. I mean, but why whenever I'm natty? I mean, I'm the youngest natural pro. I mean, anything is impossible. Put it that way. It doesn't take gear to achieve your goals or to achieve the body that you want. I mean, it really doesn't. It just takes hard work. It takes a mindset.
It takes some dang sacrifice.
Exactly.
It takes some dang dedication.
You have to make some sacrifices. Instead of spending your money on, you know, the average food, I mean, why don't you spend it on healthy food? I mean, it's a huge chain of different things. I mean, and when you do every single little thing right, and whenever I say right, I mean right, and you give it 110%, I mean, you can't do anything but improve.
That's right.
You really can't.
Because you've done all the work to make it happen.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's like studying for an exam. I mean, you do everything you're supposed to do, you're going to get that A. You really are. It's going to pay off. But, it really does. Anything is possible. And I tell myself that every single time. Whenever I think to myself, I'm like, I got to improve this, I got to improve that. I'm thinking of doing a show and, I don't know, 4 months, you know, can it be done? It might sound a little bit crazy. Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I get down to 2% body fat? Which I was at 3% my last show. I mean, people say that's crazy. That's how'd you get so dry? You can't get that dry being natural. You can't. I mean, dude, anything's possible, man. I mean,
that's right.
That's all I can say. That's really all I can say. How'd you get your legs that dry? How'd you get? I mean, it's just I'm proving points left and right. I really am, and I will continue to prove points because the younger generation. I mean, they have to be led on the right foot. I mean, you can't start them off on the wrong foot because that's how you screw up your economy and that's how you just how you screw up the world, period. I mean, not just with bodybuilding, but with everything. I mean, you have to keep it positive. You have to start them on the right foot if you want to see a better world. That's pretty much how it is. And you really don't need gear. You really don't. That's all I can say. I mean, it can be done without it, and I've proven that point. So if you can just sit down and just take it and let it sink in, and decide that you want to work your butt off day in day out and do everything right. I mean, that's
you how get you the result.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's how it happens. I mean, and trust. I mean, they want the fasty dose too. I mean, it's not just about the hard work. They want it fast. They want it tomorrow. They want it next week.
Mm-hmm.
They want it before summertime. I mean, come on, dude. This takes time. I mean, I'm 6 years in. 6 years. I mean, that's
yes.
a long time. That's a long time, buddy.
It's still growing.
I mean,
yes.
Exactly. And still going. I mean, that's just no end. I mean, but just know that, yo, you know, this is going to take time, just a little bit of time. I mean, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and be like the giant killer.
Right.
It's not going to happen. You know, it's going to take time.
Thinking it.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I mean, just do it right. I mean, don't do it so many times wrong and put your body through that, you know, that mess.
For nothing.
So many times
it's
wrong.
All for nothing.
Do it right. Exactly. All or nothing, like you said.
I mean, but I'm like I said, with your mindset, you can see way back when you was all in. It wasn't no joke. It wasn't something like a passing fancy. I mean, it's so good to hear somebody that had everything lined up in a row and could actually do something with it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's so many people that have nothing and they bust their butt and somehow or another everything falls into place. But it's such a struggle, you know. It's like it's just a blessing to hear the person that had the opportunity and took it. That's the blessing for me.
Exactly.
When I met you, that was the thing I loved about it, because you were so set to go that it couldn't be a failure, because you didn't see failure. All you saw was everything's where I needed to be where I need to be, and
mm-hmm.
That's a blessing.
I was given the plate. I was given the plate, and I ate my food. I mean, whenever I say it's that simple, I mean, it's that simple if you really want it to be that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. Yeah, I got it a little bit easy. Both my parents are bodybuilders, like I said. And
that's not easy.
They started me off.
That's not
they
easy.
They started me off on the right foot. Yeah, they started
me
off on the right foot.
Let me tell you something right now. My dad was a cop and a deacon. That wasn't easy. He knows about God. He knows about the law. But now you
mm-hmm.
switch that over. You can't sugarcoat.
Yeah.
You can't throw nothing. You can't throw no lie out there. You can't basically
exactly.
beat around the bush. They know the
mm-hmm.
game better than you.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, I mean, yeah, they both were bodybuilders and they started me off on the right foot. But anybody knows, if you're doing things right and you're a bodybuilder, and despite that I was 13 years old, still in middle school / high school, I mean, school 7-8 hours a day, I mean, that's far from easy. Far from easy. I mean, especially if you're doing it right. Anybody knows if you're prepping right and you're doing things right, it's not going to be
mm-hmm.
easy. It's hard.
No.
I mean, it's really hard, you know. So for me to be doing, I mean, I'm just proving people wrong left and right. I mean,
and keep on proving them wrong.
If you want it, if it was easy, there would be more people into it. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's going to
no.
take some time. It's going to take some sacrifices. It's going to take a little bit of money, and it's going to take some dedication and a lot of sweat. A lot of it. Just know that, I mean, you can do it. I mean,
it can be done.
You can do it, man. It can be done.
Well, Damian, thank you so much. I'm really honored. And I just got a message from JB, and he said, man, it's an honor to have you on the show. I mean, it's just everybody that's listening is just really happy. And, man, it's really something to see the future being so bright and knowing that it's in good hands. I'm really loving it because, you know, the one thing I learned going into this is that it's so many people that have paved the way and they got their blood, sweat, and tears. And if we don't honor that, then we're not really giving natural bodybuilding its just desserts, because there are people that paved the way for what we're doing. And, you know, big shout out to you for what you've been doing and how you've been doing it, because it's respectable and it's something that people can follow and actually love and appreciate without having to, you know, blink or make an excuse for what you're doing. You putting it down, you know, much love for that. Much love.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys getting me on the show. Wouldn't miss it for the world. I was just, my schedule was real tight this week, and I'm so glad that I made a way around it and I threw you guys in. I appreciate everything. I appreciate all my fans. And I just keep grinding, everybody. Not sure what I'm doing next, but me and my dad, we're going to talk about it this week, and I should keep you guys posted in a week, maybe two, let you guys know what I'm doing next. But much love, and I appreciate everyone.
All right, dude. Thanks so much, bud. Talk to you later.
All right. See you.
And tomorrow we have Meshack, Mr. Natural North American winner. He came out, we had a three-peat on the top three with Meshack, Cleveland, the Truth. That night routine he did was something to see. And Liam, Mr. Passion, I mean, that guy's got his heart right there for everybody if you're willing to look at him. So that's going to be a nice episode tomorrow. Look forward to it. And so everybody, you know, just hope you learn something from what we're putting out there, and understand that anything that we're talking about can be accomplished by anybody that puts their mind to it. If you put your mind to it, your heart will follow it. So just keep that in mind until next episode. We are out. Talk to you later.